Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of March 10th and news on the Edge. For you, those of you not familiar, the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on three key things: advocacy, promotion, and education. And that's about 120 businesses that look to us for guidance, and we just absolutely enjoy and love being here in St. Pete. The events that are coming up in the Edge and nearby with our partners, March 16th through April 7th is March Madness at Ferg's, and screens throughout the Edge District. We've got, Ferg's has over 150 TVs, and so many of our businesses have screens put onto the sports that are going on, and basketball, men's basketball, college is a hot item. So come and check that out in the district with friends and family. On March 22nd, Empty Bowls is the fundraiser for the Daystar Life Center, and that's going to be at the Center for Clay in our neighboring Grand Central District at 2010 First Avenue South. Back over in the Edge District the following weekend, March 29th, I call that Edge Day because we've got the Edge Quarterly Cleanup from 8 to 10 in the morning. Thank you to Flagship Bank for being our hosting location, and we'll have some beverages and snacks and all of the things you need from Keep Pinellas Beautiful to beautify the district that morning from 8 to 10. And then Do Good Day at Ferg's from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. So that's three dozen local nonprofits, and it's a way for folks in the community to come out, and if they're interested in volunteering, donating, sponsoring, but allows you to meet all of the great local organizations that are helping St. Pete thrive. And then also that's Mezzo Market Day from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. down Balm Avenue and 11th Street. Over 125 local makers are there and visit our brick and mortars at the same time as well. So lots of cool events coming up. And March is such a great month before it starts to get a little bit warmer. Big announcement, the new Edge website has launched. We're so proud of it. Thank you to Skyway Media for helping build that for us. But it's at edgedistrict.org. Come and check it out, and our socials are connected to it as well. So we're really, really proud of that. Some other things that are coming soon to the district, our parking garage should be open this spring, and that's going to be a pay and park. So the 2-hour free parking is awesome in the district, but if you want to stay longer, we wanted to add some new choices for that. So that parking garage is going to have 400 spaces for our community. And it's a gateless entry. So it's using new technology. So you drive in, pay on the app, and then you can drive out. It's super easy. No gates and worries with something getting backed up there. New businesses are coming soon in the former Flynn Law space, Nash's Chicken space, also where Spice Culture was, Cecilia's, Expedia, and Saltwash. So we wish all of our former business owners and friends well, and are really excited to see what new businesses will be opening soon in those locations. 900 Central, formerly the Anytime Fitness building is what we called it, because Anytime Fitness was kind of the anchor on the corner there. That's being remodeled inside and out. If you haven't been by, check it out. That's at the corner of Central Avenue and MLK. And they're going to be accepting new tenants soon. Plus, Viv and Edge Collective, brand new space all built out. And those Viv launches this fall. Edge Collective is starting to take tenants in the upper two floors now. And then the downstairs is going to be Bosphorus along with a gelato place in the back. So super excited about all of those. A total of over 36 new businesses will be joining the Edge this year, which is the largest ever single year expansion of new businesses in our dense and fun district. 37 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge right now. That number is going to go up significantly with all these new places, but it's perfect for people watching and pets, for folks with pets as well. For your shopping experience, so that was your eating and drinking experience. Shopping, spring is here, summer's right around the corner. So come get the new outfits now. We've got some great women's apparel and men's apparel locations here in the district. And hopefully a couple, some fun new ones will come along soon as well. And besides shopping apparel, you can shop kitchen stuff in the Edge. So food items are for sale at Sourdough, Kalamazoo, and Sans Market. With the new website now, we can really feature and highlight some great categories. And one of them is housing. So whether you're renting, remodeling, you're buying, need a mortgage, loan, more, You can check out our website for under real estate, construction, banking, and more, and really find those great folks to help you with your housing needs. For entertainment in the district, there's always Ferg Sports Bar 7 days a week. So much fun. So many TVs, whether you're watching baseball or hockey or football, it's everything is there. And they feature live music, trivia, parties, axe throwing out back. They've got a dog park, really a little bit of everything with Mark and his family there, providing great, great entertainment for decades now in the Edge District. The Zubrick Magic Theater has been continually selling out. They've got elevated entertainment. It really will astound and confound you. It's Vegas-level entertainment right here in our own backyard. Pretty, pretty exciting. Enigma Bar and Lounge also open 7 days a week like Ferg's from 1 p.m. till 3 a.m. They do shows, pool tournaments, pool leagues, karaoke. Tuesday night is musical bingo. It's always something fun to do there. And Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant and Bar, hard to get in sometimes because it's such a popular place. But if you get there early, the bar area is actually first come, first serve. Culinary, visual, and vibe experience for sure. They do live music downstairs occasionally at Moxie. So check out Moxie and Sparrow Rooftop. And last but not least, first and third Saturdays at Grassroots, they have karaoke. So a couple different places in the district doing karaoke. Check those out. Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Love. I want to talk about them. That's a new food truck with a mission. And you can check them out under the new Edge website, edgedistrict.org, under entertainment. And what you can do is you can bring that food truck to your event. And they have a great cause and a great mission where they help folks with developmental challenges feel more included in society and get jobs, etc. It's just a really, really great organization. So check them out. And we hope to see you soon in the Edge District along Central Avenue from MLK to 16th Street and First Avenue to First Avenue. Take care.